Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome very much a little bit late in the evening to the Andrew Shatkin Show, a Blog Talk Radio show where we're interested in facts and truth and critical thinking. We are not interested in media lies. Let me say that I'm going to do a little intro about myself here and where I'm coming from. And the topic for tonight, as it has been for several nights, is why capitalism is, I think, at least a morally failed system. So let me say this. This is a politically incorrect show. We don't go in for political correctness, meaning we don't go in for political rhetoric, media lies, media falsehoods. We go in for truth and facts and critical thinking leading to facts and truth. We're interested in honest discourse, not in the big lie, which is a very frequent. We're not interested in propaganda. We're not interested in lies. We're interested in facts and truth and ways to lead to facts and truth. The second thing about this show, it's a Christian show. I am a Christian, and I believe in the Holy Scripture from Genesis to Revelation. And I believe in the ancient creeds of the church, and I see an Athanasian and Apostles' Creed. And I also believe in the great Christian books of the past, such as St. Augustine, St. Thomas Aquinas, Dante, Milton, G.K. Chesterton, C.S. Lewis, T.S. Eliot, etc. These are the people I respect and like. These are the ideas that motivate me 100%. And then I also, this show has a political element. I'm basically conservative, but as a Christian, I am very much committed to helping and aiding the poor in the world, the people who are underclass and are deprived economically. I don't think Jesus wants people to be poor. Despite his statement, the poor are blessed, the poor in spirit are blessed, he meant that the poor in this life will be rewarded in the next for their sufferings. He does not want an economically unfair society by any stretch of the imagination. And therefore, I will continue to support help for the poor in 100% in every way. It was said of Jesus, who is this man that eats with publicans and sinners. They couldn't understand why he would associate with these they thought were dregs. And it was also said of him, can anything good come out of Nazareth? He chose his disciples, tradesmen, working class people, not the educated, not the wealthy, and his followers were sinners, meaning ritual law and moral sinners. They were not the best elements of society, but they were his followers, and these are the people that appealed to him in that society at that time. Next, I would like to indicate to you, I run two radio shows, a podcast show and a Blog Talk radio show. Both have thousands of visitors. The podcast show has had over 4,300 visitors from countries all over the world, and the Blog Talk radio show has also had many visitors from Saudi Arabia and Muslim countries. I have to say I welcome my Muslim brothers and sisters in the love of Christ, and I know that Jesus died for them and gave his life for them, and therefore he wants all men, he wills that all men, as was said, St. Paul in the letter to Timothy, he wills that all men that be saved and with him in heaven. And so that is the position of Christ. He loves all men and women 1,000% and died for them and cast down his life for them. Whatever they are, whatever their religion is, Jesus loves them and died for them. That is the Christian religion. That is our faith, and I'm not moving one inch from that position as a Christian. And Jesus' love for humanity, which he gave up his life on the cross for all men and women, whatever their religion, whatever their sex, whatever whoever they were, he said he died to save them and continues to love them and call to them from heaven to come with him and be with him. I have written a number of books, 10 books, Christian books and legal books. The Christian books I've written are Essays in the Christian Worldview, Essays in Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy, a book on the parables. The parables are wonderful. expositions of Christ's thought. There's 41 of them interpreted in the book, and the book has been widely bought and read by many people. As I say, the parables are the thought of God, the Son of God, and they are well worth reading again and again. I've also written lately a book on the Psalms, an exposition interpretation of all 150 Psalms, and I value the Psalms greatly. I read them in Hebrew in seminary, and they are spiritual treasures and represent great lyric poetry. They are wonderful Psalms. I just want to say that I read the Psalms when I was a young person. I memorized the 1st, 2nd, and 23rd Psalm in Sunday school, and the Psalms are the manner, as John Donne, the great English poet, he's one of my favorites, John Donne, one of my favorite poets and writers, he said of the Psalms that they were the manner of the church, 100%. So, I also have written other books. I'm writing a book on my blogs, 4 books of blogs, which will soon be coming out. The blogs have the subject is politics, theology, and philosophy, and literature. And these blog books, there's 4 of them. They'll soon be published, 4 books. I also am writing a book on the miracles in the Bible. I've written 1 chapter of that, and soon we'll be working on that. I'll be writing a book on the book of Job in the Bible. Job is was an Edomite. He wasn't Jewish, but he was a very great exposition of God sending trials to a man and how he withstood these trials that he had to endure. Book of Job is a wonderful book. It's worth reading. And these are the books that when I speak of these books, or in Job or anything, or the Psalms, I'm referring to my background and thinking that these books are outstanding exposition of Christian thought. I wouldn't miss them for the world. I read the Psalms daily because they are so great. And I challenge you people, my dear friends, if you're going to read a book in translation, whether the Psalms or something else, I can predict you will get tired of any other book in English translation but the Psalms. The Psalms will move you 100% in thinking and in emotions. They're so great. I've written other books, a book on race gestae, a book on evidence, entitled Race Gestae in Bender's Consolidated Evidence. I've written a chapter on New York jurisprudence on criminal law demands and notices. I've written that chapter, and I've written the chapter on paternity in New York family law and practice. I've written 3 major law review articles, Syracuse Law Review, Academicus, a journal, an Albanian scientific journal, and these articles have been widely bought by the State Department, and in the case of the Syracuse Law Review, by the United States Supreme Court, and many, 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 many other universities have bought these books. The Academicus articles have also been bought by the State Department and many, many other universities throughout the world. Next, I'm going to talk about capitalism. I've spoken about it before, where I see its faults and defects. I'd like to go into it again, because I think it's important to understand this system is an economic system. It has its points, but it has moral failings, I think. Let me just give an indication as to what I mean by why capitalism is a failed moral system. All systems are failed moral systems, in the sense that all men are sinners, and when they get into any system, they're going to corrupt it and do something bad. That's human nature. That's sin. That is the sin that infects and corrupts all men in the world. And whatever the system, whether communism, whether capitalism, the same thing happens, corruption, pain, causing difficulty to other people. However, I do say that the capitalist system has significant and serious defects, or for want of a better word, failings. Capitalism in its present form is based on competitiveness, greed, and survival of the fittest, and fails as an economic system, and even as a philosophical and moral system, since it cuts out a large number of people who are given no chance at all because of their race, economic status, or their health. So capitalism in its present form is based on competitiveness, greed, and survival of the fittest, and fails as an economic system, and even as a philosophical, more important, in the emphasis on competitiveness, greed, and survival of the fittest, it fails as an economic system, but more so as a philosophical or moral system. So it is not a philosophical and moral system. It's an economic organization system. But in its form, it cuts out a large number of people who are given no chance at all because of their race, economic status, or even their health. So a large number of people in this philosophical or moral system, it's not a philosophical or moral system, it's an economic system, but it has the effect of being used or considered as a philosophical or moral system, since it cuts out a large number of people who are given no chance at all because of their race, economic status, or even their health. Capitalism fails, unlike socialism, to provide sharing and equality. That's the good thing about socialism. It provides sharing and a degree of equality in the system. But capitalism rewards brute strength and wealth as the method and goal of society. That's bad. Capitalism doesn't really provide sharing and equality or economic equality, but rewards brute strength and getting money as the goal of society. And I do say that in many ways socialism is a better moral or economic system, since it seeks to equalize wealth and eliminates classes. So I have to say that socialism in some ways is a better moral or economic system, since it equalizes wealth and eliminates classes. I think that's good, to equalize wealth and eliminate classes. And I do say that a mixed system of socialism and capitalism would be the solution to a more equal, just, and better society for us all. So a degree of socialism, I think, is good, which equalizes wealth and eliminates classes. Capitalism only provides no sharing and equality, but rewards brute strength and money, gaining money. And these are not good ideas. They're poor ideas. And socialism, I think, is a more of a Christian system. It's a better moral or economic system, since within the Christian thought system, it is more Christian. If there were to be a system, it would be a Christian system in the world, I think it would be socialism, where wealth is equalized and eliminates classes. Now, in the present time, I'd like to point out other factors that make capitalism a failed concept and economic system. It is an economic system. It's not a moral system, but it is in some way a failed system. It has been propagandized that, in fact, there's a free market in the United States. And so people say, and this is a lie, there's equal opportunity for all and equal chances. I don't think it's true. The so-called free market is particularly free and open to us all. I don't think there really is a free market or equal opportunity for all and equal chances. But I think we've experienced a significant concentration of wealth through mergers of companies. And so there really isn't a free market in the United States. And so the capitalist system really doesn't operate very well in this country anymore. I don't think it's particularly good, the idea of gaining money, making that the criterion of functioning for people. I think socialism, which equalizes wealth and eliminates classes, may be a better system. I don't think it works so well. I think we need a mixed system of help for people and capitalism to create a more equal, just, and better society. And as I said, we've experienced in the United States not a free market, but a significant concentration of wealth in a few hands. Let me give some examples of what's going on. Independent hardware stores have been eliminated to be substituted by Home Depot. Independent stationery stores have been replaced by Staples. Independent drug stores have been replaced by CVS. Even to some extent, independent restaurants have been replaced by chains such as Ruby Tuesday and Taco Bell. So this is what's going on. The ability in our society to establish an independent business in the so-called free market is very difficult. And the question is, do we really have a capitalist system, or do we have a free market system? I don't think so. What I just gave examples of, the concentration of wealth in a few hands, and these chains which are taking over the corporate terrain, eliminating independent businesses. And this is true of doctors who do not find it easy to establish their own practices and must join HMOs. Even doctors are forced not to be in the free market and to have their own practices and have to join sort of clinics. Lawyers, although many have their own practices, are faced with competition from major law firms, and for one reason, these major law firms get all the business. Thus, the notion or idea that we have a free market, I don't believe it's true. We have increasingly, in the United States, an economic system where through mergers and more businesses are concentrated in fewer and fewer hands. So this is what's going on here. Capitalism is not a good idea. The emphasis on greed and money is not helpful. Morally, it's bankrupt. Socialism, in theory, at least in theory, tries to equalize and to eliminate classes, and those are good ideas and points in theory. But pro-socialism has been shown not to work very well, except in small homogeneous countries such as Sweden or Holland. As I said, even doctors have to join HMOs, and lawyers have to be faced with competition with major law firms who get all the clients. So do we really live in a capitalist system? We really don't. We have an economic system where through mergers, more and more businesses are concentrated in fewer hands. So the issue is capitalism a good idea? No, it's not ever. It's a morally bankrupt idea based on greed and wealth acquisition. And in its present form, as I said, it's based on competitive greed and survival of the fittest, and is a failed economic, maybe a decent economic system, but it has been made into a very poor moral system. Since it cuts out a large number of people who are given no chance at all because of their race, economic status, or their health. Capitalism rewards brute strength and getting money and fails to provide for sharing and equality. And I say this, that socialism, at least in theory, is a better moral or economic system since it attempts to equalize and eliminate classes. And I do say that a mixed system of socialism and capitalism is the solution to a more equal, just, and better system. I think part of the problem is that capitalism isn't really working as it was intended to. They say there's a free market in the United States, but I think capitalism is a failed economic system, at least as it should be. And I don't think there are equal chances for us all and opportunities. The free market is really not free, and we have experienced a significant concentration of wealth in fewer and fewer hands, and the corporate world has taken over by huge mergers. Certain kinds of stores like Home Depot, which is a hardware store, independent stationery stores have been replaced by Staples, independent drug stores have been replaced by Rite Aid and CVS, and independent restaurants have been replaced by chains such as Taco Bell and Ruby Tuesday. So the ability to establish an independent business in the so-called free market, we don't live in a free market. We live in an oligarchical, monopolistic system. Even doctors can't establish their own practices and have to go into HMOs, and lawyers have difficulty establishing their own practices faced with competition from major law firms. So I don't believe that we really live in a free market capitalist system. We live in a system where through mergers, more and more wealth is concentrated in fewer and fewer hands. And as I said, capitalism is a morally failed idea. It may be good as an economic system. It has its points, but morally and philosophically it's not helpful. Since we don't live, first of all, we don't live in a capitalist system. We live in a plutocratic and oligarchic system. That's the real system we live in. And capitalism is a failed idea, morally and philosophically, because in reality we don't live in a capitalist system. We live in a plutocratic or oligarchic system where true competition is stifled, at least there's an attempt to do this. So I think capitalism is a bad idea morally. It's not a moral system. It's an economic system. It works to a certain extent, but it's a failed idea because it is based on greed and wealth, getting money, and that's not a good idea to run a country on. The media may promulgate the myth of the free market, but in reality, as I said, the market is no longer free. I end with this statement. Capitalism is a failure, moral failure. It may be good economically, but morally it's not good at all. And I say socialism tries to share and to equalize wealth and to provide jobs for all and to provide medical care. And it has very good points. It may not work too well, but it's a better theory than capitalism. The capitalist system does not work very well because it's only based on money. And money is a poor way of thinking. Matter of fact, it's not thinking at all. It's just greed. I'm not a fan of greed. I have nothing is wrong with money. Money can be used as a tool to help other people who are deprived and hurt. Yes, money is very important as a tool to help other people. It is not a method of gaining power and wealth for a few people. Money does not work to that end. It's a bad end. It's a poor end. And the good end is that money can be used for good purposes to help people and bring poverty, people out of poverty, into our system. That's my opinion, ladies and gentlemen, and I will probably have a few words to say about this tomorrow. In the meantime, I hope you've enjoyed and heard what I've said, and I hope that you think about it. Thank you.